And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
No, I've actually twice stepped on beehives and survived both.
Wow.
Where did you step on hives twice, Curtis?
Dover. It was very difficult, but I survived in advance.
Is that why your nickname in Dover was Little Stinger?
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Did he use a pseudonym when he called in the second time?
I'll be honest with you, I have no idea what that word means.
That means, did he use a fake name?
Yes. Okay,
Greg could have easily said it that way.
Wiggy hates vocabulary.
Could have easily said, did he use a fake name?
It triggers.
Did he use a pseudonym?
A bit pretentious.
Oh, I mean, come on.
Pretentious.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Why is there a dark web? Why haven't they just shut it down? If you're selling human body parts and...
Can't find it. You just type in dark www or how do you get on that?
And accompanied by...
The Real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
And all the people saying, oh, so the generation that eats Tide Pods, we're worried about them.
And those Tide Pod-eating kids are yours.
Yeah. Yeah, you raised them.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports. It's original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Good morning.
What up, what up? Buenos Aires, Courtney.
Buenos Aires.
Morning, Curtis.
Hey there, Kenny. I mean, Kenny. Greg, how are you?
Hot start.
Kenny? Chime, good morning. Hello?
Hi, Greg.
How are you? What's happening?
Oh, you know, lovely.
Yeah, lovely.
I was just thinking about Ken and how absurd he is with Courtney regarding remotes after we spoke this morning.
I think maybe I just asked too many questions.
All right.
You know, but yeah, no, Ken's like another father figure, you all are,
uh-huh,
for me.
Uh-huh.
And we have a remote tomorrow, can't wait. And so he was explaining to me where our hotel rooms are and where the remote broadcast will be from in the morning.
Yes.
And I had asked if it was walking or if you had to drive, and he told me I should drive. But talking to Curtis and yourself this morning, it seems like I don't need to drive.
Drive from the hotel room to Alta Strada at Foxwoods, where we are doing the show tomorrow morning. Yeah, no.
Yes.
Yeah, are we staying in Foxwoods?
I mean, yes.
Right.
That's why I was confused. Yeah,
there's no, I mean, all you have to do is take an escalator, essentially, Curtis, from where we stay until where the broadcast is.
Yeah, go down the elevator and walk down like the... Yeah. You know, where the casino passes.
He might be trying to send you to the wrong place.
He could
that
be.
That might be what's going on with Ken Lear.
And I think that's why we're staying where we are, because the show's in the lobby of the hotel.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we are headed. This is a getaway day for us. We're headed to Foxwoods, and we will do the show there tomorrow for the annual Echo Store Invitational. And on the show tomorrow, PGA Tour professional Jake Knapp, who, Shime, is a huge Twitch gamer.
My man.
So, all right. So the two of you have something in common.
Love that.
I wonder what he plays.
We will find out tomorrow morning. Find out from Jake Knapp tomorrow morning. I mean, I know this is a sports show.
Uh-huh.
But are you, of all people, aware of what is going on when it comes to the giant controversy involving Journey?
Yeah, I saw that.
I sent it to you yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
So the lead singer of Filipino Journey, as Wiggy refers to them, the guy that Wiggy can't stand, apparently his performance was not great at Rock in Rio. And so he has taken to Facebook, of all places, and he has set up a vote.
Uh-huh.
And if the fans want it, he will leave the band.
Okay. Well, now, want at least.
Now, that seems to be like an extreme reaction to criticism of your performance when you're playing one single concert. But I guess I got to give the guy credit. He's like, all right, if you're going to troll me and tell me how bad I suck on social media, then I'm going to put a vote up, and if you don't want me, I am gone. I am out of Journey.
I think if you're doing that, you are hoping and praying and secretly thinking that you're going to get overwhelming support, even if it's fake. I don't think you put it to a vote if you know that you're going to lose, that you're going to get kicked out.
Yeah,
I mean, but I think you went to the concert, Greg, and so I'd ask you, because you went, and I would ask anybody who ever went to the Journey concert, the Filipino Journey, walked away going, oh, I like that.
No, I didn't like him. There's something. It's just the whole thing is weird.
Right.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday with Linkin Park replacing their lead singer with a woman. And whether you like that, you don't like it. I just think like the whole experience is weird. He's a weird. The way in which he performs is not my cup of tea.
Right.
And I can understand. But he's been there for like. Hasn't it been like 10 years?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But I wonder if, like, even though people just go out because Journey's catalog is so big to support the band, but when they leave the concert, do they actually go, I enjoyed that? I think it's very difficult, especially with the Linkin Park, obviously with Journey and Steve Perry.
Mm-hmm.
The voices are so distinct that it's hard to be able to front that band and be another singer, because Steve Perry's voice is so distinct that when you hear him perform, you're just like, oh, and you look at it.
Yeah, but even
weird.
Like the guys in the band, like Neil Sean or whatever, were supporting him and saying, don't worry about it. It's just people who are making comments
on social
media. So, yeah, well, they want the money.
Yeah, they want the money.
Yeah.
I mean, if they could still squeeze a dollar out of Filipino Journey, guess what? They're going on tour.
All right. Well, anyway, Wiggy, keep us up to date on the vote, if you could, when it comes to Filipino Journey. And we got a lot to get to on this morning's show. It was awesome yesterday to hear from nearly everybody in the Celtics organization during media day. And Friday, they get back to starting camp and to playing basketball. And you listen to those guys to a man.
Yep.
And they sound like they have one mission, and that one mission is the repeat. And it doesn't seem like, you know, the arguments about Jason Tatum and whether he's more concerned about being MVP or anything else. I have zero concern about that getting ready for this season.
It was some interesting things that Mazzulla said to him and Tatum said, and obviously Jaylen Brown. I
thought it was interesting that Mazzulla flew over to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
During the Olympics, to hold Jason Tatum's hand,
wasn't holding. I mean,
I'm giving Joe Mazzulla credit.
Okay,
I'm not Gen Z-ing Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
I thought that was a cool thing to do.
I thought it was awesome. And then yesterday we hear that Mazzulla like loved the fact that they disrespected Tatum because it's going to light a fire under him. And that's what we were saying when we were, you know, discussing it, that this is going to be great for them going into this season. I also am a bit worried about Jaylen Brown's beard. The shaven down beard has me a bit worried.
Why?
Well, people change their hair, and then all of the look at Travis Kelce right now.
No, look at Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at Joe Burrow. It hasn't worked out well for him.
The memes, the memes about Joe Burrow's record since changing his hair have been very funny.
They have been pretty good.
And I
would say that there is a resemblance,
mm-hmm.
which one meme pointed out, to the legendary talk show host Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I will say that the two. I will say that from behind that the two of them do look alike. Yes,
that was the most flattering one I saw.
I like the Jaylen Brown 5 o'clock shadow.
No, he still looks handsome as heck. Yeah. Okay, I'm just talking that about, you know, I get superstitious.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he looked very handsome.
Show your face, bro.
He always
looks
handsome.
I would also say that Gasper has a good column in the Globe about this, that the biggest issue and the biggest obstacle has nothing to do with the Celtics on the floor or their opponents. The thing that has the most likelihood of altering this dynasty from actually getting off the ground is whoever takes over and buys it.
Yeah.
And the more silence there is since Courtney's bomb, Coco bomb, the more it means to me that the Fenway Sports Group is nearing in on this.
Really?
Because it's so easy to just say we're out of it. The fans of Boston would be happy, and you could just move on with your day. My guess is it's Bezos and Henry going back and forth.
Down to the wire on those two?
I mean, that's not a report. I don't have sources like Courtney does, but that's a guess that I have about where we are, and that would suck.
Well, why would it suck, though? I don't get why it sucks.
I can go over it for the 15th time.
What?
They don't like the luxury tax in baseball, so what are they going to do in basketball?
Oh, well, they'll pay it.
Why?
They're paying in basketball because that's what they do when they get a new shiny object to play with. They like to put this object front and center.
No, what they're going to do with the Celtics, the way they're going to monetize that purchase is use the John Henry relationships and his real estate, you know, acumen around Boston and build a Celtics-only facility.
Perfect. I mean, John Henry, for what, 2 years has been out of the top 10 in payroll. That's it. So now,
again,
all of
reminder,
a
it wasn't John Henry's name that was listed. It was Sam Kennedy. So.
Oh, whatever. The Fenway Sports Group.
But again, it could not be Fenway Sports Group. It was Sam Kennedy leading a group. Now, it's not Fenway Sports Group, to my knowledge, that is the investors with the new PGA venture, correct?
It is.
But it's a different group.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's like they separate all those things into different LLCs and what.
Right.
But it's John Henry who's a part of the group with Wick Grosbeck and with Arthur Blank and with others.
I'm so, just clarifying because, you know, my track record last week wasn't great. It's Sam Kennedy's name, not John Henry's.
Right.
So.
And I couldn't have been more clear that this isn't your story. What I'm saying is that Sam Kennedy to John Henry is like Chris Curtis to John Curtis. Like, I could try and buy something, but it's really not my money. Sam Kennedy has nowhere near anywhere in the stratosphere enough money to build and purchase a baseball or basketball team.
Speaking of your track record on Coco Bombs.
Yep.
All right.
Nailed it.
But there's been no response, really, on that Coco Bomb, that original Coco Bomb. So,
nope.
And Craig Breslow will join us tomorrow for the front office report.
Again?
Not Sam Kennedy, yes. So read into that.
Does Ken ever say, hey, can we, you know, have Sam on? Or is it just like, okay, thank you, guys. Okay.
I think he takes what he's offered.
Sam, thank you. Could you say, like, Sam, we miss you?
Define pals.
You guys are buddies.
Yeah. Are we
buddies? No, I can't.
You guys get warm and fuzzy talking about how much you hate me. That's sort of the relationship.
I mean, we are associates.
All right. I love the new arena idea, though, Curtis.
You want it over by Fenway?
I don't care where it is.
What about that? They have a giant development that is in progress when it comes to permitting and such with WS Development.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the new Celtics arena could be in the Fens area.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that?
It doesn't matter to me.
Fenway, Everett on the water?
Maybe attach it to Fenway Park.
Mm. Ooh, what about they put up a roof over Fenway, retractable,
and make that
a basketball arena as well as a baseball stadium?
I think the best probably location for it is...
You could do that without concern because the Red Sox are never playing in October.
Hey,
another win yesterday.
There's a little bit of life.
Yep.
Wait a minute. I don't think we've acknowledged the big winner in this whole thing, and unfortunately it's not Chris Scheim. It is Baseball Brett, who has won his long season wager with Scheim, I think, right?
Yep. The Red Sox sneaking over that 77.5 win mark.
They made it to the over. So
good for the Sox.
Unfortunate result there. I don't know. What was the bet? Did it involve cash or did it involve something stupid? What was it?
I don't remember. I'll let Brett recount the details and just tell me what I need to do.
Starting today, I am going to keep track of the wins and losses of Chris Scheim, I've decided.
All right.
Just anytime Scheim says anything like bet this, I think this, I'm just going to keep a tally.
Huh. He nailed the Carolina Panthers.
Thank you. We're starting today.
That would have been a huge win if you bet on that
one. Sure was.
Wow. Huge. So, but I was going to say, Greg, I love Everett right on the water. That would be a beautiful arena.
No, Seaport.
You in the Seaport.
You're in the Seaport more than I am.
No, but I'm
just saying it's a perfect location.
Where in the Seaport?
Over by like where Harpoon is, over down that end.
Can you, is there enough room like on the water to put it?
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Parking lots and warehouses and things down there. You could.
But I think, so you'd have to go through Seaport Boulevard to get there.
Yeah,
yeah, no, see, Everett gives you a couple different ways in and out. Yeah,
no, the Seaport district, which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all.
No, it really isn't. It really is not. It's not.
Can I ask you a question, Greg? Yeah. What do you think Sox fans, and they're obviously 99% of them are also Celtics fans, would think if John Henry buys the Celtics and is $200 million over the luxury tax after they've been told for 10 years that they can't get over the luxury tax in baseball? What do you think people would say about the inability to retain Mookie Betts, to retain Xander Bogaerts, to be more active in free agency, to possibly get Shohei Ohtani? He buys a team that is drowning in luxury taxes, and he says, okay, let's go all in.
I think he would.
I think they would call that hypocritical.
But like, so I don't
do it early. Early, look what he did early. Other than, I told you, other than this year, which they were 11th in spending, and last year where they were 13th, they were always top 10. So I would figure that early with the Celtics, maybe after he won 4 championships, he might say, all right, I'm going to pull back spending a little bit. But early, he would throw money into it. He would definitely throw money into building a new arena.
I hope you're right about that. I hope you are right about that.
And the guy's got 4 championships in 20 years, and he's been in the top 10 payroll for, you know, 18 of those 20 years, or however, how long has he owned the franchise? Longer than that, right? 22 years?
I would say it's over 20 years that they've owned the Red Sox,
Them in 2001.
So 23 years.
23 years. Yeah.
So 21 of those 20 years, they've been top 10 in payroll. Yeah. So
I mean, Bezos would certainly spend, too.
He's got the Bezos dump. Got big money.
Yeah, he's got the
right, but I guess I would use the political analogy. In 2001, Dick Cheney was the Antichrist, and now he's being celebrated by the left for endorsing Kamala Harris. Things change. People change. And today, I do not want John Henry anywhere near another organization in Boston.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show, and that includes the leads in about 10 minutes or so. They set it at 7. Which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly talk about what Dan Orlovsky said yesterday about Drake May, which will launch Wiggy into a meltdown tizzy, I am guessing, when he hears what Dan Orlovsky said. Also, maybe what Todd McShay said about Travis Kelce also, which will get Courtney in the same condition. So we'll get to all of that. During They Said It at 7, and then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 on today's show. And speaking of Courtney, here she is now with an update on what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays in 10 innings yesterday. Final score 6-5. That's their fourth win in a row. It's the first time they've won 4 in a row since the first week in July.
Huh.
Not giving up.
Yeah.
So 3.5 games still out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody's losing, though, for them to kind of...
Going forward, they should just skip August. Like, ask for some sort of dispensation from Major League Baseball and take their July record right into September 1st, Curtis.
I think they should treat August the way Sam Kennedy does Thursday mornings at 9.
Isn't it going to be crazy that if they miss the playoffs by, like, 2 games, you know, where you go, damn, if they could have just... If Cora could have just got those guys and those guys could have just maybe put it together at any point after the trade deadline.
Well, if you're a glasses half full person, they are not finishing the season in last place.
They're missing
enough.
The playoffs.
Well,
I don't know about you guys. Unlike Wiggy, I'm just going to say thank you for the 4 championships.
No. I want them to make the playoffs.
No, they've already done more than enough.
Well, isn't that what Greg said with Wick? Thank you for winning the championships. So now you're not satisfied with the 4 chips?
I view it like poutine. Just add the gravy.
Who's the last team to win a championship other than the Celtics?
The New England Patriots.
And who else?
Red Sox. But you just asked the last team.
That's what I said. Who else?
Red Sox.
And the Red Sox. Yep. Yeah. There you go.
Well, they've got another one in Toronto tonight, 7:07 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. We talked about Brett Favre yesterday in the news, and while he was speaking to Congress, he announced that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He made the announcement during his opening remarks while addressing the investment he made into the company he believed was making a breakthrough concussion drug.
Is that the same thing Michael J. Fox has?
Yes.
Parkinson? Is it?
I believe it is.
Okay.
All right.
And Greg brought it up, but it was Celtics media day yesterday. A lot came out from the NBA champs, and we'll talk about all of it. But Jaylen Brown teased an announcement and then backed it up later in the day. He has a new sneaker and sneaker brand that he'll be rocking this season.
All right.
Mitch has a video of what the sneaker looks like. The brand is called 741.
All right.
So that is the brand. It was very interesting to me listening to him talk about learning about the sneaker industry and, you know, throwing a little shade towards Nike, but with the New Balance backdrop behind him while he's teasing that he's coming out with his own sneaker brand.
They made in America?
I don't know.
These sneakers look like they should belong on the foot of a 70-year-old.
What?
I'm not awful.
Really?
They're like little slip-ons. Like, what are we doing?
I like them. Well,
Greg's right here.
See, I like the kind of...
I'm actually working on a collab. It's a flip-flop collab.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get Nike involved, but they're not answering.
Well, maybe go to Jaylen.
Can I take Bill O'Brien in Adidas in Boston College, the hat that we got yesterday, Courtney? I wore that around Castle Island. Absolutely sensational.
Have you tried on the sweatpants or sweatshorts?
I haven't. I was bringing those tonight.
Oh, 10 out of 10.
We'd like to try some of that
really
stuff
nice.
on, but unfortunately, he forgot about us.
That's okay. I ordered, you and I, yesterday, I ordered Western Kentucky mom shirts.
You are a jerk.
Let's go Hilltoppers!
I ordered Wiggy and I Western Kentucky mom shirts, and they will arrive hopefully by the time Bill O'Brien is on tomorrow at 6:45.
I feel like Greg needs more things named after him.
Never go with the, I'll say, Jaylen, I like the concept, but never go with the covering up of the laces.
Why?
Because it like Shime says, it does look old manish.
I don't think so. I think it looks new age.
You got no style when it comes to sneakers, so you wouldn't know.
Greg complimented my sneakers just the other day.
Mm-hmm. Greg wears flip-flops and Skechers.
That's true.
So you're getting a compliment. Like, that's like...
No, I do not wear Skechers.
Greg's like one of three people who wear Skechers. It's him and Tony Romo.
Yeah, and Snoop.
I do. Oh, does Snoop wear them?
Yes, he tries to make them cool.
Yeah, Greg is the cool. White Snoop.
Yes, tries to make them cool. Him and Howie Long.
Snoop wears them because they're good traction-wise when you're stepping in lube.
God.
Take that.
This is something that you need to keep your eye on, Wiggy. Uh-huh. College football fans, Tropical Storm Helene could become a major issue this weekend for Week 5. Games to keep an eye on. The Miami Hurricanes are scheduled to host Virginia Tech on Friday evening. Mm-hmm. Florida State travels to Dallas to take on SMU in the Mustangs' home opener. The impacts of Hurricane is supposed to maybe go towards Dallas as well. FSU's travel plans could also be affected for this. UCF will host Colorado in Orlando, so that's an issue. And then Alabama, Georgia in Tuscaloosa, they're saying that could be impacted as well.
It's a big one for the Dogs this week.
Yeah.
Rematch.
Keep an eye on that weather. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveway is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 57 degrees in Boston. Cloudy skies, afternoon high, cloudy and 65.
Sean, an interesting but fantastic choice for first rejoin this morning.
Yeah, Greg, it's actually National One-Hit Wonder Day today.
Oh.
Shout out to Steve, listener of the program, DMs me all the time with music suggestions.
Oh, okay.
Wanted me to make sure that I was aware that it was National One-Hit Wonder Day, which I was.
That is smack dab in the middle of my wheelhouse, you know.
Yes, it is.
So I would like the opportunity to pick some of them this morning.
I would love that.
Being that I live right in that neighborhood, in the one-hit wonder neighborhood, 70s and 80s. So if that's okay.
Of course it's okay.
I will offer a list of suggestions.
Just from the '70s and eighties?
Huh?
Just from the '70s and eighties?
Mostly, yeah. I mean the '90s. There weren't as many real one hit wonders.
Oh, there's one. I know for a fact there's a good
there's
one.
There's one that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Are you, are,
no, oh no, oh, that's a good, good one.
Uh-huh. I thought you were thinking about Courtney's Wedding.
Actually, I could probably name five or six from the '90s.
What, just songs?
Curtis, one hit wonders. And that one came back as they always do. You were there for it.
Oh, God.
But anyway, why are we talking about that? I am in a very happy, loving relationship. Please
and
don't,
so
bring, please don't right, bring up the wedding.
I will never again.
Please don't.
I know. Oh.
Which one were you? I hope that Chime and I were thinking of the same one.
I think you were all thinking the same.
All right, you ready? Three,
two, one.
Top
Mambo
thumping.
Number five.
Mambo number five. Yeah. Nobody likes Mambo number five.
I was thinking Chumbawamba all day.
What?
I was thinking you guys would think an Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, well, yeah.
That sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
But Danny Berger, Uncle Vanny.
I don't know what's going on today, but I like it. All over the map.
You like it? Baby.
Well, tomorrow, heads up, tomorrow we're doing the show from Foxwoods, from Michael Schlau's restaurant, Alta Strada, for the Echo Store Invitational Golf Tournament. Echo Store, huge partner of ours, not only on this show, but on the old WAAF show, and can't wait to be down there for that event. And we'll be joined tomorrow morning by PGA Tour professional Jake Knapp, and a lot of great stuff to talk to him about. Got a win in his rookie season, Shine, which is pretty good.
Yeah, he won a tournament in Mexico. I forget the name of it at the moment. I think it was like the Vista Alta Vista tournament or something like that.
Okay, so that's tomorrow. On Friday, Jelani Tavai on this show on a Patriots Friday. This is, before we get to today's leads, this is David. David, good morning.
Good morning. You know what makes your show great, guys, is that you guys can talk about anything, sports, whatever. It makes it's so much fun because there's all kinds of things going on, and that is why you guys are so awesome. And thank you,
David. Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys are extremely welcome.
And so, by the way,
the reason I was calling in,
David.
Yes.
Beautiful pair of Skechers that you're wearing this morning.
Skechers, what the heck is that? Come on, I'm a flip-flop guy whenever I can.
Okay. All right.
So the reason I was calling about the Celtics, we all know the Bruins own the Garden, but when you think of the Garden, when you speak of the Garden, the Celtics come to mind first.
Yeah.
So to me, they can't move. Anytime you talk of the Garden, it's Celtics that comes to mind, not the Bruins.
You're lost. I'm not being facetious here, but you're lost in the old days, like sentimental old. It's an old head take.
Right.
I don't,
the owner's not looking at it that way for the Celtics.
It doesn't matter. I get the attraction, the sentimentality of the parquet, but you can bring that to the new arena.
Right.
Who gives an F?
Right. Because for the owner, it's all about owning the building and being able to capitalize off of that. So.
And it's also time for a new arena. You look at some of those places where they have the luxury suites at floor level.
The Clippers Arena.
Yes. We don't have that.
No.
Greg,
how long have you lived here?
57 years.
Okay.
Almost 58. Don't do anything special for my birthday on November 3rd if you're a listener. Don't send me gifts.
I won't. We'll just have an election a couple days later.
Please don't.
So what year do you think the new arena will open?
2030.
Yeah.
Ooh, that seems aggressive.
Yeah.
My guess is James is in high school and it gets open.
If Bezos is the owner, that thing happens
quickly. But other than Bezos, I don't think so.
Look how quick they're throwing things up.
It depends on how green they're willing to make it, pun intended. Right.
It's not about building it either, though. It's about getting the city to pass it.
Well, you know what they're going to do? Same thing Jay-Z's doing in New York. You see what Jay-Z's doing?
No.
He's saying, hey, listen, if you give me the bid for me to build this casino in New York, I'm going to throw the city $250 million.
Oh, I saw what Jay-Z was doing, and it was shredding documents and getting rid of evidence, but okay.
I think if Bezos comes in and says, listen, you allow me to build this arena, I'll help with the infrastructure.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
My name is Hove. But help.
I mean, I get no respect. Look at that total. I mean, the range I have on music.
There you go. It's pretty good.
Thank you.
But that's what these politicians want. Who's going to help with the infrastructure? Who's going to help with fixing the roads and all that? Is it going to be taxpayer money? If Bezos comes in and says, listen, put your money away. I got plenty of bread here. I'm going to build it, and I'm going to throw the city of Everett some money, or wherever, the city of Boston some money to make sure infrastructure's there. We're going to build them. Another tunnel from who the hell knows, from Boston to Everett.
Listen, you know how long it would take to build another tunnel?
Oh, no, I'm being facetious on that.
Imagine if there was a tunnel directly into the parking garage for the new arena in Everett. That's all it was. It was a tunnel right into the garage.
You know my new favorite thing about Boston is that we totally tear apart streets that are perfectly fine and then wait 2 months to actually repave them.
The street going from Southie to the highway right now, Curtis.
My car is literally going to be getting $10,000 in damages these things. And it's like, the other question, I know it doesn't snow very much anymore. All the speed humps all over Boston. You can leave your jokes at home.
I was going to bring that up because I was in your neighborhood yesterday going to Goodwill to drop off some of the clothes that I was forced to remove from my closet. And all of those, every single back street, off of Broadway, has like 5 speed bumps in it. And it's a quarter mile long.
Exactly. So, and when it snows, how do you plow that?
I don't know.
Have we thought about that?
I think the plowers, they know how to work
the
speed bumps.
Do they know how to do it equitably?
We want
equitable plowing.
That is true. Well, we got to ask the female plow drivers this year.
All right. What'd you say? It's National One-Hit Wonder Day.
Correct.
Shime taking your requests on his DMs. And, of course, in Twitch. You can watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Shime, always in the Twitch chat. And so suggest the one-hit wonder for a rejoin right now, though. We got to get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Do you know the dad joke with that one, Curtis?
I do not.
From when I was a young man in the 1980s, when that song came out, Olivia Newton-John was very popular. And some used to reference that song and say it was better than Grease on Olivia. But let's get to today's, thank you. Let's get to today's leads. Shime, good morning.
Morning, Greg. So this is a cut for you from yesterday. Tommy Curran was on with Jones and Keefe and had this to say on the idea of protecting Drake May and kind of what Tom envisions that as.
I think my definition of protecting him is protecting him from looking like a boob. And I think that that's what should be the approach. The notion of protecting him from taking a thrashing, I just can't subscribe to. They're all NFL players. They're all going to get hit. If he gets hurt, that's part of the deal, unfortunately. You don't want him to. You want him to, when you send him on the field, say, you know, be cautious. We're down 21. Very little time left. You don't have a lot of protection. Discretion is a better part of valor here. So I think that would be the way to approach it. But I think that, and I strongly believe that their mindset is, it's protecting him from being in a situation where he makes horrible plays and doesn't know what to do.
Here's a fun fact. By sitting on the sideline, you don't learn how to navigate a certain situation that you've never been in before.
How about you don't learn to overcome adversity?
I would like to say, if Jaden Daniels hadn't played the first 2 weeks, do you think he makes that throw to Terry McLaurin on third down with 2 minutes left in the game? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, that you learn how to deal with the situation by being put in the situation. If you thought you were drafting someone that you were going to throw into a situation and he was going to look like a boob, you shouldn't have drafted him.
Right.
Like, that's right. It is nonsense to me. And so that's why I love Tom, but like, it makes no sense to me why he wants to keep Drake May on the bench. He even says, like, guys get hurt in football. It's going to happen. You don't want it to happen, but it does.
What they're doing, it happens to rookie quarterback. It happens to rookies.
Right. Everybody looks dumb in football.
Get over it. It's the NFL. Get over it.
Right.
That's nonsense.
Yeah.
If they're sitting him this entire season because they're afraid that he's going to look like a boob.
Right.
Like, get out of here.
Like, that he's going to look like a young rookie quarterback
what they're fearful of, Greg. It's not that they're afraid that he's going to look like a boob. It's they're afraid how they will look if he looks like a boob.
And specifically Elliot Wolf.
Correct.
Right. But like by not playing him, he's just it. When you first do play him, it's not going to help him not look like a boob. He's still going to make rookie mistakes because he hasn't experienced it yet.
Yeah. Doesn't it make Elliot Wolf look more like a boob by not playing him?
Boobs.
I mean, I don't think because he, then it's I don't like, think he feels that way. I think he has been given a long runway on a rebuild.
So then if he has, then...
I don't think he cares. I think he's looking at this as what this team is in three seasons or five seasons. That's what he's looking at.
But if he doesn't care,
there's no rush to win games.
Right, but if he doesn't...
When it comes to Elliot Wolf, this season is a throwaway.
Right, but if he doesn't care, then why... Then who's he afraid of looking bad for if he plays and looks like a boob?
I don't know. Curtis? The rest of the NFL?
I feel like this is like when I used to hide the report card so I could get through the weekend. It's like you got to see how he looks at some point.
Yeah. All right. Great lead, Shine. We got to take a quick break. We'll get to Curtis's lead and to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up. I'm just going to go ahead and executive order. They set it to 7:20, if that is okay, Shine.
I'm totally okay with that. Great. As long as we let every rejoin breathe a little bit today because these things are bangers.
Full breath. And then news of Courtney coming up at 7:45. And that includes, apparently, the out-of-control rage that Pringles eaters are experiencing this morning. Mm-hmm. So,
where's Ordway?
How do you stand? Where do you stand on Pringles?
Love them.
Are they top five emergency top five chips or?
Yeah.
Which those?
Yeah.
Those are sour cream with the little ruffles in them.
No.
What?
Pringles?
Which ones are Pringles?
Pringles are the ones that come in the can.
You can put them in your mouth, look like a duck.
You don't know what Pringles are?
Quack quack.
I mean, of all the things.
Oh, okay.
For somebody who is high 24 hours a day and clearly must have the munchies, how do you not know what Pringles are?
Oh, those are the ones that comes in the can. Yeah. Right.
I have eaten many tubes of the barbecue Pringles, it would probably be a crime.
Barbecue chips, two thumbs down.
Yeah. I'm
what?
Not a barbecue
really?
Chip person,
oh,
either,
man,
Curtis.
I love barbecue chips.
Oh.
I will say that the Pringles, I don't know if they still had it, but they used to have the pizza flavor.
Yes,
that was
sir.
That was a pretty good one.
They got a bunch of different flavors.
And the cheddar cheese one, like the really orange flavor of cheese, odor of cheese, not real cheese. That was a good one, too. But after Curtis's lead yesterday, I'm not eating anything that comes in a can.
Did you see that viral Jillian Michaels congressional presentation?
No.
About the preventative health issues across America since the 70s and how we've all been lied to?
No.
Oh, you got to watch it. It was like shared like 5 million times. It was a day before yesterday.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a result of obviously our lead, even though I'd like to take credit. But it was spectacular. So every single one of the issues and preventable health care afflictions have gone up into the thousands of percent since the 1970s, much more so than any other developed nation.
Because of chemicals
in our food.
Some argue that I've seen recent arguments that it's also the packaging that food comes in. Like, for instance, there's a lot of concern by some over the K-cups, like, and the fact that the plastic that they come in
gets heated. Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. I'm going all organic, Curtis.
Yeah. They said that the one sign you're never going to lose weight if you have these really weird breakfast things of cucumbers.
I am going full organic.
Right. Unless you grow your own cucumbers, then you're fine.
You know what they say, Greg? Everything in moderation, including moderation.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, let's get to as many of the rest of the leads as we can. Well, first, I get Brandon from Boston, who's been hanging on patiently. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
so
up?
I think it's ready. I think it's the Patriots should unleash Drake May. I mean, we talk about perseverance. You talk about prevailing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why not let him go out there and go through the obstacles of defeat? The odds are against him, right? It's for him to go out there and be a warrior. He's going to go through these. What, say that?
They don't. You heard Tom E. Curran suggest that they're afraid that he's going to look bad. He's going to look like a boob. I mean, what prevents him from looking like a boob in week one next season,
right,
if you sit him all season?
I don't really get that. That's why I said, if anything, he looks better week one next year because he has all this experience under his belt. I mean,
he got the boob era out of the way.
Right, and that's fine with me. Like, if I'm Elliot Wolf, I'm like, listen, if he's bad and he's all over the place, he's a rookie, we don't have the greatest team around them, but guess what? We'll be able to allow him to learn on the job, and then hopefully next year, those things that, you know, reared their ugly head as a rookie, when they pop up his second year in, he'll go, oh, I remember that. I won't make that same mistake.
You know what else looks like a boob? The faucet in the bathtub in Courtney's Instagram. Oh. Also. All right. Curtis, your lead this morning?
So, we've talked about at length the unspeakable tragedy that fell upon the Goodreau family on the eve of their sister's daughter's wedding, when Matthew and Johnny Goodreau were killed by a drunk driver, allegedly. And John Tortorella is a Boston guy, is someone that is outspoken, is kind of a lightning rod. People love him, people hate him. But I just want to celebrate what he did in a time where we always say prayers, and that's great to do. But when the coverage subsides and the Goodreau family restarts what's left of their life, those that act in this way when there's been tragedy, like I think about Wiggy and Talina with the family down the South Shore who lost so much in that accident.
Boston family.
Boston family.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's amazing. They're there continually. Well, this is John Tortorella, who invited Guy Goodreau, the father of Johnny and Matthew, to come to Flyers practice and be with the team in the aftermath of the tragedy.
Behind it is I called him, and I wanted to know if he wanted to come out. It's pretty close to home here as far as with his family and all and what's going on there. He's a coach. First time I met him was today. I never met Johnny and Matt. I never met them in my travels as a coach. But their family's here, a horrific situation going on, and he's a coach, and he's done some great work out here with some of the youth out here. And I figured it's perfect just to get him in with us. He was hesitant at first, and we kind of let him go at his timetable. I think it worked out really well today.
And so Meredith, who is the widow of John Goodreau, Johnny Goodreau, Johnny Hockey, wrote on social media, John and Maddie would have loved this. They're both so proud of their dad. I know this made them smile as they watched down from heaven. So
it was amazing.
An awesome gesture.
And he's going to have him back, he said. If he wants to come back, he can come back and coach and skate with the guy. I mean, Curtis, great lead. Unbelievable lead.
Yeah.
A great thing to do. You know, just offer your time, get him out of the house, get him out of his own head for a couple hours. Just really, really great gesture by John.
And to watch him on the ice with all those guys, if anybody watched the funeral and watched him leaving the church with his daughters and his wife basically holding him up, to see a smile on his face,
It gives you chills.
So sad.
Like the stick taps from the guys when he's out there, like gives you chills. So awesome. All right, Curtis, great lead.
Thank you.
As always. When we come back, we'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead on today's Greg Hill Show here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.